On SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com, today we have with us from GVI Security, we have Steve Whalen, CEO. We also have Mike Capulli, Senior VP of Sales. And we brought them on today to talk about their new A1 camera line, which, to summarize sort of the product release they issued recently, it's the A1 analog cameras provide the benefits of digital IP imaging. So, guys, let's talk about this. Why is it important to keep pushing forward with new improvements for analog cameras these days?
Well, Jeff, thanks for calling. This is Steve. The market still remains, 80-85% analog. Customers still want to continue to proceed with their analog systems. Even though IP is growing and we have invested in IP and have introduced a line of IP cameras, we just see the existing base of 80-85% of the market still a very, very important market for us. So we, along with our strategic partner Samsung Electronics, decided to make investments in current analog technology to provide similar or like features to those customers that they would enjoy if they were using an IP camera.
And Mike, you're out in the field talking with dealers and with customers all the time. Are they asking for IP or are they still asking for analog?
It's interesting, the dealer and integrator out there, they're crossing over the line. They're coming from the analog world and trying to move into the IP world. And recent economic times have pushed a lot of the customers back to the analog because of the price advantages of analog. So, as to Steve's point, the analog revenue still holds strong. It's 85% of the market, and a lot of the dealers, again, are moving to IP, but, again, staying in the analog because of price. And the feature set and quality of the product is there. The dealers are saying that the IP cost, because of having to build new infrastructures within the networking of individual customers, they start to pull back to the analog in these times. But it's pretty hardy and strong at this point.
And it's not enough just to keep the same feature sets, obviously. Your A1 line is an example of that. Just a little bit for our listeners, the A1 line, of course, analog cameras, 600 TV lines. You've got some built-in analytics. We can talk a little bit about that. Extended dynamic range, on-screen display, up the coax. Why is it important to keep pushing forward with these feature sets? And how can you describe some of these feature sets for us, guys?
Sure. The first is 600 line resolution. As video becomes, as the dealer starts to install video on the end user, they want more and more usable video. And usable video, because what can I see? So 600 line resolution presents a much more usable video. On-screen analytics prevents storage space savings, because now we're only going to be, as motion detection took it to one level, analytics is taken even to a farther level of saying, I truly want to analyze what's happening in that view so that I can save storage space on my hard drive, therefore reducing cost and review time by looking at dead video versus truly what's happening within the video. So analytics becomes very important, because now we're talking about features such as cross the line, object presented, object removed, those types of analytics at the edge in an analog camera. Most of the time, you only find those features in an IP camera. So I said earlier, the dealers are looking to go from analog to IP. By putting these features in analog cameras, it helps them in that progression of going forward into the IP world later as those become more and more viable products. Up the coax, and now because we now have on-screen programming of these features, we use up the coax programming, so you could be sitting in a single location within the facility and program all your cameras from one keyboard and or DVR using up the coax programming. But again, the camera holds all the technology versus back-end equipment. Well, prior to IP becoming the buzzword, analytics has been the buzzword. And the prohibitive side of analytics, and then the cost. So all of a sudden we present basic analytics in an analog product at today's analog pricing, the dealer becomes extremely excited to the point where some of the dealers that were very much on the IP bubble have said, wait a minute, I really want to look at this because now you're telling me I can do all these features in an analog camera at analog pricing. So the excitement level is extremely high once they see what this product can do and we start talking about those features.
You know, Jeff, there's another dynamic around this whole technology and the idea of analog versus IP and the your question earlier about investing in analog technology. One of the things that the customer base says is that they want it simple, okay? And analog to them, because it's the known devil, it's simple for them. They know it, they like it, they've been doing it forever. So IP is still some of the unknown. So this gives those customers, dealers, integrators, the comfort level to be in a technology that they understand and have used before, but also giving them these features in a simplistic way. And if you look to what we're going to do on the IP side, as we invest in IP as well, you'll hear simplicity as a major theme for GVI. You know, you're already seeing it in some of our advertisements and the way we're going to market on the IP side. So that's a real key driver here, is keeping it simple.
Analytics, if they know they can deploy it on an analog system rather than, you know, most of them are just like the vendors, they're transitioning from analog installs to IP installs, just as the manufacturing community has been transitioning from, producing analog cameras to producing more and more IP cameras. Are they more comfortable, you know, saying, oh, okay, I know how to do an analog system with DVRs, coax, and that gives me the comfort zone then to make one step into analytics?
Yeah, I think that's a dynamic that's taking place right now. And, you know, and I think you'd find that if you were to, you know, to survey the dealer or integrator community, I would guess that a small percentage of them have experience with any type of analytics at this point. So this gives them an opportunity to get their feet wet with analytics for their customers and a technology they're familiar of. And, you know, instead of taking a giant leap for mankind, they can take, you know, a couple baby steps along the way.
Now, as you said earlier, you know, analytics and IP, of course, been the buzzwords, and that's certainly true in the industry. I mean, we don't have to walk one trade show to kind of see that. Do you think analog video is dying right now?
I don't think it's dying. I think that it's certainly flattened out, but I don't think it's dying because I think the overall market still continues to grow, and when you have such a large portion of it with a legacy install base of analog, I mean, just by add-ons and replacing cameras that maybe go bad or wanting to upgrade for better picture, there's this inertia of this market that will continue to be there for quite some time. Clearly, if you're looking at a greenfield installation and you have your choice, you know, most of those are starting to move to the IP side. But, you know, I learned long ago, even in the access control space, it's really hard to kill a technology when it's so conducive to having, you know, add-on feature, you know, it's an add-on model. It's a razor blade type model. So by definition, you're always going to have business there, and it's going to continue to be there for quite some time.
Okay. But as far as in terms of the market, flat sales overall, but we're not seeing perhaps a decline in analog sales yet.
Oh, we haven't seen it. I mean, we're you know, obviously, most of our business still remains analog. We're just getting into the IP side in the last, you know, several months or so. But, I see it continuing. We have, you know, major customers at the end user level who are continuing to invest in analog today.
And with, you know, with even more high technology cameras and more feature sets like this new line, I mean, it's easy to see that it's still progressing. If you had to gaze into your crystal ball, Steve, you know, how many more years would we expect, you know, it continued advances in analog camera technology?
I would say that for the next couple of years, at least from our perspective, we're not going to walk away from this technology. We're gonna walk and chew gum at the same time. So we'll continue to invest in analog, and while we make investments in IP technology, both on the camera side and on the software side.
So R&D for analog technology isn't done yet. Sounds like there's still further to push this technology. So
I know Samsung Electronics feels that there's still an opportunity there to continue to invest in that niche. And while they invest in IP, you know, when you're you're the kind of company like Samsung Electronics with the R&D resources that they have and the expertise that they have, you know, they can do more than one thing. They're not limited to just saying, you know, having to choose one or the other. You know, they see the market as both. They understand the dynamics that one is growing much more quickly than the other, but over a smaller number. And they say, you know, if we want to be a major player in security, as they do and as they've publicly stated, that they're, you know, they've decided along with us to make investments in both technologies. And I, you know, I see them doing it for quite a while in the future on the analog side. And obviously the long-term investments will be on IP, but analog is not done.
That's a good point. And of course, until it becomes certainly cheaper to yank out all that coax and replace it with, you know, Cat 5 or Cat 6 and to, you know, change those all those DVRs over to NVRs and to, you know, change your, you know, monitoring, you know, get virtual matrixes, you know, technology. It sounds like it's here to stay for quite a while.
Yeah, you know, markets never move as quickly as you think they're going to move.
No, and definitely not as quick as the analysts might predict.
Exactly, and people, you know, people get comfortable in what they have, and they have, you know, legacy systems, and you know, it's difficult to tear things out if they're working. And I find from customer viewpoint, they're not willing to do that usually. So there has to be a major upside benefit for them to go through the cost and resource consumption of having to do that, and it's a pretty tough case to make at this stage. So that's one of the, you know, one of the reasons why we see the continuation of you know, the analog market and investing in that technology. While along with that, we take advantage of the fact that IP is moving quickly too.
Okay. Well, you know, again, you know, a great discussion for our listeners to, you know, realize that, you know, what's happening in the world of analog. It certainly IP does overshadow the core of the market sometimes. So, Steve, where can our listeners go if they want to check out some more info on these cameras?
Well, they can go to our website, which www.gviss.com.
GVISS.com. Okay, so check out the A1 series there, and you can kind of look and see what's current today in analog technology. So, well, Steve and Mike, thanks for coming online.
Okay, well, thank you.